WTMA, Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Martha and the Vandellas and the mighty TMA. It's called Ready for Love, number 25 this week on our Tigerometer Tuned X. 8.5 minutes right now after 9 o'clock on TMA. Clear skies, 46 degrees. Dick Clark Showtime.
Phone 723-6692 to name it and claim it.
Hey now, these are the new beats on the mighty TMA. 21 minutes past the hour of 169 degrees at street level. Everything's all right.
Oh, Chattanooga Choo Choo is done by none other than that great group known as Harper's Bazaar. 7 minutes past 11 o'clock, and welcome into the final Uncle Boo radio show, Graham. All right, no more politics, because we did that last hour. But I just want to point out to the public, and point out to Columbia, and point out to those sled agents, and the makers of those fantastically ridiculous blue laws, that at least one person isn't afraid to speak out or lose their job for something that's unconstitutional, no matter if it's in the South Carolina Constitution.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
And that, of course, is the one and only Boobie Nash. He was with WTMA not only through the latter part of the 60s, but the 70s as well. As a matter of fact, we'll be having a conversation with Boobie Nash coming up after the 8:30 news. So make sure you stay around for that, because you can't talk about WTMA in the 60s without talking about the boobster, Uncle Boob. Now, Terry Allen is with me today, along with Jim Diamond, a couple of old WTMA good guys. And Terry corrected me. He said I should say, instead of saying WTMA, it's the mighty TMA.
Right.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's all right. Well, you know, they also used to call TMA Tiger Men of Action.
The Tiger Men of Action. And what
Remember
exactly
that?
Did that mean, Jim?
This is a family show.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
I'll sit back and let you handle that one.
Jim, why was WTMA so big in the 60s?
I would imagine mainly is the formula that was trying. They were mixing the formula every 6 months, I guess 6 or 8 months. They would try a different kind of formula. When I started, they were using what was called the Drake-Chenault formula. Now, what that meant, I don't know. It was basically time and temperature, music, and just bam, 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 bam. It was just like a shotgun of music and a shotgun of, or machine gun, rather, of music and promos and station things and people doing things on the air. You talked about Boobie Nash. There was a gentleman who worked at TMA when they started their news department, Mr. Wayne Long. And Uncle Boo would be on the air with Wayne, and they would actually act out that they were having a little cocktail. He had these tapes of ice and things being poured. And they would say, let's put some more ice in there. And, of course, they're playing tapes. And they're laughing and wah, wah, wah. And they're making a big deal about the blue laws and you can't have liquor. We're going to have liquor on the air. Of course, they didn't have liquor. Another announcer who worked back then, his air name was John Smith. You're going to be talking with him later, Dick Andert. He was ready to come into the studio and be a police officer. So he's talking with all these people. Well, I'm in production, which is right next door. And he said, well, we want you to come in and do Granny. Well, at that time, they had a contest called the Granny Giveaway Contest that Charlie Lindsay did the voice. He did the voice of Granny, which was like a high-pitched elderly lady. Well, I could do that also. He said, well, Charlie's down here. Can you do that? I said, what do you want me to do? Well, I'm going to grab these guys and drag them out, and you have to say something at the very end of the story as a zinger. Okay, you ready? And he leaves, and I'm going, I'm standing there, you know, in the production room. So finally, I turned the sound on. I'm listening what's going on, and all of a sudden, Dick walks in. In the meantime, I actually taped this particular thing. He goes in, all right, he's like a police officer, you can't do this. And they walk out. I come in, you know, and I said, well, I don't know where Boop's going to, but I'm certain to wherever he's going, there's going to be a lot of bars. And, of course, they're laughing, you know. That just, like the last 2 seconds before I said the word, it popped into my mind. He's going to jail. He's going to see the bars they're talking about. And so eventually they came back in and they played the music. They said, that was really great. When did you know you were going to say it? I said, about a second before I said it.
That's the magic of radio. 829 now at News Talk 1250 WTMA, or the mighty TMA for this next hour and a half, as we relive the memories of the 60s with Terry Allen and Jim Diamond and some other surprise guests, including Boobie Nash coming up. Right now, let's check out the traffic. Here's Megan Keyes.